Ventura County is joining Santa Barbara County in opening the doors for some schools to resume in-person classes.
Our county has been eligible for launching such a program for weeks now, but we have not. We wanted to see our COVID numbers further improve. While I recognize that there are good reasons not to open up our health department to request for waivers for person-to-person education of children, little children, I now feel that the benefits outweigh the risks.
That's Ventura County Public Health Officer Dr. Robert Levin. The health official says getting waivers won't be easy for school districts. They'll have to meet a lot of criteria to ensure the safety of students, faculty, and staff.
It will be a challenge for schools to get waiver approval. It will not be a done deal. Applying schools will have to meet rigorous standards of safety and responsibility.
Dr. Levin talks about some of the tougher requirements.
One of the most challenging aspects of the waiver application will be a school's plan for regular COVID testing of its staff and of its students if they should show symptoms of an illness.
The health official admits that reopening isn't an easy question, especially for parents.
A concern on the minds of many with school-aged children in our county is whether or not it's safe to return to in-person education. I think that children K through 6 can receive education in a manner that is both rewarding and safe. I recognize that this will be challenging. And if we start to see significant disease spread in our county related to openings of some of our schools, we will act quickly to limit this trend.
The county public health officer says he knows that despite the best efforts of educators, remote learning doesn't meet all the needs of young students. He says that's why getting kids back into the classrooms is so important.
Young children need to be in school not only for education purposes, but for invaluable socialization experiences. They benefit from the supportive services, the absence of which makes it difficult to identify and address important learning deficits, as well as child physical or sexual abuse, substance use, depression.
Dr. Levin talks about some of the things that parents, teachers, and staff should expect to find in reopened schools.
Regular COVID testing, physical distancing by reducing classroom size, small, stable groups of students, health screenings each day, and students, at least those over 2 years of age, and staff wearing masks all maximize safety.
Ventura and Santa Barbara counties are using a waiver process set up by the state specifically for schools. The county still failed to meet all of the criteria for full reopenings, but they check enough of the boxes for school districts meeting waiver requirements to open the doors to classrooms. Ventura County could be nearing the point where it could do more reopenings, currently meeting 5 of 6 state requirements. It's still reporting too many new daily cases to meet state guideposts, but that number has been dropping. Ventura County CEO Mike Powers.
A major milestone, accepting waiver applications from schools in our community, and that's because of those good numbers.
The school reopening waiver process could take a few weeks. First, a district has to decide it wants to do that, which means meeting with parents, staff, and faculty. Then, even though there's a template, schools have to come up with a safety plan, get it approved, and put the pieces in place to implement it. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.